And you have a pretty big milestone coming up in the next few days.
Yes, we have a major celebration coming up. We will be celebrating on July the 8th our incorporation as a foundation. And it was a lot of work and it was very difficult, but we managed to pull through and went through all the hurdles. And here we are today, being a very successful foundation.
5 years old, right?
5 years old.
Have you been the chair for the full 5 years?
Yes, since it's before its inception, I was truly involved. I was one of the founding persons. And what happened is that since then, we've had a few people join our board. We have a very active board. And I'm thinking of stepping back someday, but right now they still want me in there, so I'm gonna tough it out.
They got a good man, apparently. So tell me what you've accomplished in the past 5 years.
In the last 5 years, we've been able to really supply a lot of equipment to our frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors. We've been able to put into place a second operating room, which we did not have in Kapuskasing. It is totally fully equipped with all brand new equipment from top of the line. And for the first time since the beginning of our foundation and supplying of this special equipment, they needed to refurbish the second operating room. The doctors were able to have the both operating rooms operating on the same day. That was a very, very difficult thing to do, but they managed to do it, and it's because we were able, the foundation was able to supply them with the equipment that was needed to get this done.
We should probably backtrack for a minute, and I will ask you why hospitals, because yours isn't the only one, why do hospitals need foundations raising money?
The foundations help hospitals in such a way that hospitals do not get money for equipment. They get it as part of their general budget. I'll just give you a rough example here. If the roof is leaking or they need to buy a piece of equipment, of course they're going to use the money to fix the roof so the patients stay nice and dry. And that's been the case ever since, and the beginning of hospitals. And there should be every year, in my opinion, there should be a budget specifically for equipment. Doctors, I've had one young doctor tell me, "Mr. Peters, I'm glad that you guys are equipping this for the simple reason I'm not interested in working with my grandfather's tools." He mentioned to me, he said, "We went to Toronto to learn, we went to Montreal to learn, and the big hospitals," he said, "if we need an MRI, it's there. If we need a CT scan, it's there. Whatever we need, most of it is there. It might take us a couple of days, but here in Northern Ontario, it takes anywhere up to 6 months if you need an MRI or something very important in that case." But I don't know where they're going to go with this, and something is going to have to change. As you know, everything around us is changing. The only thing that seems to be old-fashioned and not advancing as quickly as they should is the hospitals. And there's something that's wrong there. I can't pin it down, and it's very difficult. I'll give you an example of something. I was watching a show on TV the other day, and why can't, if you have six children and you have to move from your community, you have to go to Toronto, your six children are guaranteed a room in a classroom of an Ontario school. But yet you move it to another community and you can't have a doctor. Why is that? There's something very, very wrong there. And do we need to? I don't know what the answer is, but there is something that's definitely wrong and something that definitely has to be repaired so that the people can get the service they deserve.
In the meantime, though, the Sensenbrenner Hospital Foundation will continue raising money for equipment and other needs of the hospital. How do you do that? How do you raise the money?
Most of the money we have we have a 50-50 draw. We have a very, very profitable golf tournament every year. This is to the homes and businesses, and they also help us out quite a bit. But lately, we've been mostly going to out-of-town major corporations. We've never hit the major corporations. So we're going after them now. We're going after hospital suppliers. We're going after people who use our community. and work in the outside ranges of our community, but when they get sick, they're flown into our community to be taken care of. So I think if we continue to base our strategies on going after corporations and people that have some money, and they do have a budget every year that they create specifically for helping people like us at the Hospital Foundation and so on. And I know in CAP and Timmins, every week we talk with the other foundations to find out, you know, what are you doing wrong? What do we have to do to improve on this situation we're in right now? And we talk to each other because we're all working for the same goals. Same goals. And we're really, we're talking a lot together. And if somebody needs some help, we'll help the other foundation. And also they'll help us. And we're really happy with that because when you have good communication with the people who are right into the thing, it helps.
Yeah, and you were mentioning the major corporations that you're asking for donations. They pull a lot of money out of the community, so time to start putting some back in, and we're better but the hospital, right?
Exactly. And one of the major contributors that we didn't have a few years ago now is the mining industry, because a lot of our young folks are working in the mines now, and if they need care, they can get it right here at home. So the mining companies have been very generous.
All right. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
I just wrote a little thing this morning there, if you want me to read it.
Sure. Go ahead.
As Sensenbrenner Hospital Foundation prepares to celebrate our 5 years as a foundation, July the 8th, with the people who are generously volunteered or donated to the foundation in the last 5 years, a huge thank you. You are the heroes of our success as a foundation. And it is because of your generosity and dedication, Sensenbrenner Hospital Foundation is able to provide the excellent service that not too long ago one had to travel to another community for treatment. Again, thank you for your commitment, your generosity, and your dedication to Sensenbrenner Hospital Foundation.